And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
It seems kind of lonesome around here. I had gotten kind of used to Kent Lyle Birdley signing us on this past week.
Guess he got off all right, huh?
Well, I haven't heard anything today, I imagine.
Hope so, and I hope he says hello to all our friends out in Hawaii.
We haven't decided who will be our old-time radio guest next week, but come Monday, we'll have someone here for the entire week to chat with us about their memories in the old days.
I think that this is kind of a feature that may well develop into one of those permanent things on the Bob and Ray Show, talking with full-time stars.
Or at least as permanent as Bob and Ray.
Well, you're so right. Mm.
One of our fixtures, of course, is Natalie Attired, who from time to time gives out with the lyrics and song of today or yesterday. And Natalie is here with her accompanist, Eddie. Yeah.
Hello. And hello again, everybody. Natalie Attired speaking. Eddie and I have what we think is the piece de resistance of all time here.
What do you mean?
Well, from Gigi, we are going to say I Remember It Well.
Oh, that's a great duet. The one that
Maurice Chevalier and
Chevalier
and Hermione Gingold did in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. You got a Maurice Chevalier. It's Hermione.
Hermione Gingold, yes.
Well, however, I'm not good at names.
They do it beautifully, and I hope that
Betty and I have been working on it. We think it's just lovely, and it's so well suited, of course, for a man-woman team. Now, it isn't often Eddie gets a chance to talk. So, Eddie, if you can drum and talk, too, why don't we have at I Remember It Well.
I have a go at it, anyway.
Yeah.
Already?
Yes.
We met at 9.
We met at 8.
I was on time.
No, you were late.
Oh, yes, I remember it well. We dined with friends.
We dined alone.
A tenor sang.
A baritone.
Oh, yeah, I remember it well. That dazzling April moon.
There was none that night.
And, the month was June?
That's right. That's right. It warms my heart to know that you remember still the way you do.
Oh, yes. I remember it well. How often I've thought of that Friday
Monday night
when we had our last rendezvous. Somehow I foolishly wondered if you might be, by some chance, be thinking of it too. That carriage ride.
You walked me home.
You lost a glove.
I lost a comb.
Oh, yes, I remember it well. That brilliant sky.
We had some rain.
Those Russian songs.
From sunny Spain.
Oh, yes, I remember it well. You wore a gown of gold.
I was all in blue.
Am I getting old?
Oh, no, not you. How strong you were. How young and gay. The prince of love in every way. Ah, yes, I remember it well.
Well, that's quite a different rendition, I guess.
Well, what's your opinion?
Well,
not too good.
No, everybody's sitting there kind of waiting for the next reaction. Audience, what did you think?
Just a slight reaction.
Oh.
All right. Shouldn't let the audience tell us whether it's good or
not. Did I sound like Hermione?
Hermione, yes, quite a bit.
I did, good. Well, I'm sorry, audience. Maybe that isn't our type of act.
Well, we do have a husband and wife act, however. Speaking of teams, coming along in just about a minute or so. Stand by for the nuttings. But first,
the sociables.
Thirsty people everywhere prefer ice-cold Pepsi-Cola. And because it's light, it refreshes without filling.
Charlie, be sociable.
I am, Kay. Pepsi is a favorite of thirsty people from Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida.
Charlie.
It's perfect for parties or picnics. So serve Pepsi to your guests.
It's helpful. But
this is the sociable part. Keep plenty of Pepsi ice cold and ready. Remember, it goes fast because everybody likes Pepsi.
Singing still sounds more inviting. May I?
Be sociable. Look smart. Keep up to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay young and fair and get an air. Be sociable. Have a Pepsi.
But singing doesn't say, pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today. Better yet, get a case.
You do that.
Well, I hear the sociables are having a trial separation.
I guess one of the most popular husband and wife teams in all of show business today is the best way to describe our next guest.
They're third cousins of Bob. Is it he or she?
Well, I told you the other day. It doesn't make any difference. Phoebe is the cousin.
It's the woman. They are a mimic act. They do famous husband and wives and other people, too. They are off stage now, and as is their wont, they like to fix their throat or prepare it by going through certain vocal exercises before.
Well, Ray, let me tell you, this is a throwback from their old days of vaudeville. This is not a young team. They're not old either, but, I mean, they did play vaudeville, and they always did this before they won.
What are they? Your third cousin, about?
Third or fourth.
Third or fourth.
She is, yeah.
That's another. Turn on their mic, and let's hear some of their vocal exercises. That's her. What's that, Phoebe?
Phoebe, yes.
Is that a family name?
No.
It's hers.
Oh, boy, that's nasty. Wouldn't that hurt her voice, the way she does that?
Well, I would think so, but they've been doing this for years, and I guess she knows what she's doing. That's him. That's Carlton. He's no relation, except by marriage. Boy, are you lucky?
Do they sing? I didn't know they were going to sing.
They sing and impersonate, but this warms his voice up.
Carlton, no singing. Just impersonations when you get out.
Listen
here.
Listen to how low he can go. Well, that isn't a real note.
Wait a minute. He's turning blue. Hey, Phoebe, take a look at Carlton.
She's looking at him now, but she doesn't seem perturbed at all.
Oh, the poor guy. Is he going to come out and entertain after doing that?
Well, that's the general idea.
What are they doing? Let's see.
They're not quite.
That's
Phoebe again.
Oh, that's going to be crazy.
Kind of like rubbing your fingernails over a blackboard.
Oh, please, Phoebe, don't.
I think you got enough warm-up, Cousin Phoebe.
Oh!
Oh, Cousin.
Come out here, will you, please? Hear me out, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. All right.
Come on.
Let's give them a warm welcome. That's enough warming up. Come on over. Let's hear the act now. Ray, will you chat with them, please?
All right. Carlton, how about you? What would be the... Speak right up, Carlton.
I'm trying to.
Oh, wait a second.
Seems I've done something to my voice.
I should have expected that vocal exercise you were doing is designed to cause some sort of...
Yes, I strained it.
Well, that's a shame.
Come on, Phoebe. What? I say, come on, Phoebe. We'll have to come back some other day. It's been a real pleasure to be here.
See you, cousin.
Well, it's been nice having you here, too, Nuttings, and I'm sorry that...
So long, folks. I could have almost predicted it.
But... See, they didn't need to do that for radio. They could have just gone right on cold, but...
You can't tell these old-timers. They're so set in their ways.
Well, look for them at a later date and try to pencil them in.
All right. Well, now then, here's a word from our good friends here.
From our good friends, us.
Oh, well, me. Okay. Say, even if you've had embarrassing dandruff for years, you can get rid of it now in 3 minutes. And that's all it takes with Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Yes, and sightly dandruff's gone in 3 minutes with Fitch, the quickest, easiest of all leading shampoos. What's more, using Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep embarrassing dandruff away. Now, you just apply in the unique Fitch manner. Before you wet hair, rub in 1 minute. This way, Fitch shampoo penetrates right down to the scalp. Next, you add water. Then, lather 1 minute. to wash every trace of dandruff out of your hair. Then rinse 1 minute, and all that loosened dandruff goes down the drain. In 3 minutes with Fitch, one rubbing, one lathering, one rinsing, dandruff's gone. And at the same time, gentle Fitch can leave your hair up to 35% brighter. To get rid of dandruff problems forever, and brighten hair too, use Fitch regularly. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today. Only 59 cents.
Thank you, Paul. Who picked your neckties?
There you are.
Oh, here is Fentress Sinon.
Hiya, too, ladies and gentlemen.
CBS Haired Animal Act announcer.
I just got wind of the fact that you're going to do a Haired Animal Act. And,
today?
Well, it's downstairs. I read it on the announcing board.
Well, no, I don't see anything on my schedule about... We did have a talking porpoise that is penciled in for Monday. Would that be it?
That could probably be it, but they should know... If there's any new animals on the air, I have to announce them.
I know you jump at it.
I'm the head animal announcer here at CBS, and I have been.
I know you are.
Too.
And you jump at the chance to get on the microphone.
Well, it isn't often that they get haired animals up here.
Well, I know. We certainly don't have any today, and what you heard might have been the nuttings warming up. That sounded a little...
Oh, boy.
Did you hear them down
wow.
there?
Boy, my skin crawled. What
no.
a voice they have.
But I tell you, if the porpoise shows up on Monday, it will be Chester Hasbrook Frisbee in charge because
over
he
my
has...
dead body. I am the haired animal announcer, and I'll be here.
Well,
period.
I know, but Frisbee is the feather and fin announcer, and I don't think porpoise would come under haired animal, would
it? Well, it's no sense arguing with him. He'll be here, there's no doubt about it. Fentress, we're sorry. And you be here, and we'll try to iron it out over the weekend with somebody who knows more about it than we do.
Okay.
Well, okay, Petrus. Bye, and watch that lipless voice of yours.
You bet.
Just if the chance ever presents itself, you want to be ready.
Nice guy.
Did we close the studio doors today?
Went to the Bob Pfeiffer School of Announcing.
He did. I know he did. He has the plaque there in the
very, 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 very... He graduated very high in the class.
Webb, I meant to ask you, have you had any reaction to your playing of Jealousy the other day? Webley?
I heard you, buddy.
Well, what's the matter? You...
Oh, come on, don't be so cool. Come on, you only think you're kidding.
Well, I don't know what you mean, young man.
Oh, they told me you had a commercial going while I was playing.
We did?
Oh, you didn't know that, I suppose.
Well, the commercials don't come from here, they come from in the control room.
Yeah.
You mean you had adverse comments?
Just not talk about it. Bob, I've been spending all day trying to type up this resignation so not to offend you and
your
broadcasting partner.
Look, it's the end of the week. We don't want to...
It's the end of the road for me here at the Bob and Ray Show. I'm ankling.
Well,
there are other shows somewhere where I could sit down and play the organ. I've affixed my signature to this. My resignation is irrevocable. It must stand. Goodbye, by the way. So long.
I think we can talk him into staying. I mean, that seemed like a very definite break he was making there.
Well, it seems like he was sincere, but he won't go. There's goldfish here in here. He'll be back.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know as we head into this weekend.
Hey, let's thank everybody that helps us with this show this week, like Joe Alonzo and Joe Cabibbo and Cyril Torsia and Vic Cowan and everyone else. And we hope you'll all have a pleasant weekend.
We'll have a fond farewell for you in just 10 seconds.
Want to hit my goal first?
Oh.
Have a nice weekend, everybody. This is Ray Goulding reminding you to ride if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
Don't take
this. This is the CBS Radio Network and KCBS AM/FM San Francisco.